The truth is, I'm always in the house of God. If I can realize that, we sometimes want to segregate and we want to separate the Lord's Day and perhaps a Wednesday evening prayer meeting and such, and we associate that with our time with the saints. But the truth is, we're always in the house of God. The first day of the week is the day that we spend with the Lord himself. But you know, the rest of the week is a week that should take character from where we've been on the first day of the week. So, and I think of what you're saying, brother, how true. It's not what we are in public, but it is what we are all week long at work, at school, wherever we are. We are carrying Christ through this world, aren't we? Now, I've thought of two, Tony. I'll give you two that come to my mind that we've studied the last couple of years. One was obviously Abraham. Abraham had an altar. And I think we will remember that there's someone else that was closely associated with Abram who didn't. And that was Lot. Then I thought of a second one, Gideon. Gideon had an altar. And he built an altar. He worshiped the Lord even before the battle took place. I guess there's a third one. Somebody else have another one. Somebody else give us another altar. Elijah built an altar. That's right. That's the third one that I was thinking of. But maybe others have more. I think we can make this statement that anyone in Scripture whose life meant something for the Lord, he had an altar, didn't he? Yeah. He had an altar.
And I'd like just to turn to the Scripture so that you write them down as notes. If you were not with us when we looked at Abraham, well, you've forgotten them. Genesis chapter 12. I'll just read quickly a couple of verses there. Genesis 12, verse 6. And Abram passed through the land unto the place of Shechem, unto the oak of Morah. The Canaanite was in the land. And the Lord appeared unto Abram and said unto thy seed, I will give this land. And there builded he an altar unto the Lord who appeared unto him. And he removed from there unto a mountain on the east of Bethel, having pitched his tent, having Bethel on the west and Ai on the east. And then chapter 13, verse 3. And he went on his journeys from the south even to Bethel, unto the place where his tent had been at the beginning, between Bethel and Ai, unto the place of the altar which he had made there at the first, and there Abram called on the name of the Lord. So I want to just give this other point as to the altar. One, we've heard that it is a testimony, and it's also a place of communion. So it is where we find the Lord and where he should find us, and that is where he wants to communicate. So it's a wonderful thought here that Samuel, as we have been focusing on him from his youth, as someone who loved to be associated with the Ark of God. He was in the temple. He was subject to the high priest. Even though the high priest was in failure, Samuel understood his place, and he understood his place before the Lord. And then the Lord appeared to Samuel. And now we see that recovery has come about, as we talked about yesterday with Israel. And Samuel now is a mature man who has been in a condition or state of being made ready to take up the leadership. He now goes around to these three places and he ministers to the people of God. He judges them. But we find that where he lives, the place where he dwells, is a place that is elevated. And it's a place in the quietness of his own home. And this is where, young people, we get growth, in the quietness of our own homes and rooms, that he has a testimony, and he's in communion with the Lord.
And an interesting thing with these verses here, and it's that if you could really take the first seven chapters of 1 Samuel and attach them to the book of Judges, and it can almost be a continuance. And here you get the summary of that you get with, I think, all of the judges, that they judged Israel X amount of time. And first, you read that Samuel judged Israel all the days of his life, and I think he's the only one that it says that about. Usually it's 20 years, 40 years, however many years. Samuel judged Israel every day of his life. But it's interesting that the life of Samuel isn't over yet. He still has a ways to go. But before Israel's failure, before Samuel's, you know, the one thing you look at Samuel and setting his sons up, the one thing you look negative, the Lord's going to summarize it first. And the Lord's comment on Samuel is he judged Israel all the days of his life, and the circuit he made and where he lived, it was a success. And so God says, yes, the judge system, really, the last judge, it worked. It worked. Before Israel comes in and wants something different, the Lord finally had a judge that was exactly what he wanted, a judge that judged Israel his whole life. And it's just a wonderful thing to look at. The Lord could say, okay, Samuel, there's some failures. You did a few things wrong, but here's what I think of you. And this is before David. This is before any of that stuff happens. And that's the Lord's stamp of approval on Samuel.
Let's give the other references to altars. Judges chapter 6, 24 and 26. There we find twice that Gideon builds an altar. The third one that I thought of is Genesis 35. Jacob builds an altar. And these verses are significant. God said unto Jacob, arise, go to Bethel, the house of God. Dwell there and make there an altar unto God that appeared unto thee when thou fleddest from the face of Esau. And then Jacob said, this is along the lines with what our brother brought before us down here, unto his household, to all that were with him, put away the strange gods that are among you, and be clean, and arise, or be clean and change your garments, and let us arise and go up to Bethel. Dear young people, this is the cross. This is the cross that is set before us. And it is ever that which should be before us, that things, if we want to know about something, and whether it's right or proper, we look at it in the sight of Calvary. That's the way of blessing. So the altar is always significant for the believer.
In Genesis chapter 22, we see that Abraham built an altar to sacrifice Isaac on also. So that's another important one.
You know, as we move into chapter 8, it says, and it came to pass when Samuel was old that he made his sons judges over Israel.